You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Now, Simo, there has been an election happening in the United States of America.
Yes, I noticed.
Did you notice?
Most of us noticed.
It's quite hard to miss, isn't it?
I watched 6 hours, I think, yesterday of solid coverage.
Jeez, did you have nothing else to do?
Yeah, I also tuned into the CNN International. And it was a lot of, like, Wisconsin has come in at 30 points, but we're still waiting for correct weight. Of course, too close early to call here.
I think you might have been watching the horse racing. you might have got a confused. The jockey is the correct weight. Okay, so brilliant. So that's how they sort out the election
that's
in America.
That's what they were like. They were quick and building the excitement. It's like a, I don't know how to describe it. It's an event. It's the prestige. It's almost like a wedding, or the level of intrigue and drama built around it is ridiculous.
Also, I do want to talk about the US election, but not that US election. There is another one that happened.
Okay.
That didn't quite have the same levels of intrigue about it.
Right. But equal drama?
Equal drama, yeah. This is the Rabbit Hash Historical Society, who are in Kentucky in America.
Right.
Who every 3 years hold elections for the canine mayor. As a bit of a fundraiser, that sort of thing. So they try and find the dog mayor of the town and raise some funds as well for charity, which is a good thing. So the main two candidates, if you want, so the Joe Biden, Donald Trump equivalent.
Yeah.
There was one which was a French bulldog named Wilbur.
Oh.
And the other one, the current mayor.
Yeah.
Was Mayor Gwyneth Paltrow. I hope I said that. Paltrow.
So it's a Gwyneth Paltrow pun. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so
like it.
Gwyneth Paltrow was the mayor.
Yep. Mayor incumbent, is that what they say?
I think so. Yeah. So, I mean, it feels a bit cruel to call him the Donald Trump, but more or less he was. So he was in control, and then the French bulldog named Wilbur was the one who was trying to... The opposition.
Is Wilbur a pun? I assume it's a pun on something.
It probably is, but...
Wilbur Beast?
Maybe.
Wilbur Beast?
I don't know.
Gotta have a Wilbur Beast.
I don't know. No idea. In the Donald Trump-Biden election, there's been like a lot more votes than there was, because obviously it's not compulsory in America. So there's been like a high voter turnout compared to 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That has been mirrored with this. Voting for the canine mayor.
Ooh.
They had the most votes in an election since 1998.
Yeah, right.
With a total of 22,985 votes cast in total for the canine mayor
of this
small town in Kentucky.
It's a lot of paws on, I assume, was it dogs voting for dogs?
No, I think it was people. That's a good point. I think it was people voting for dogs, but I really hope they had like a queue for dogs and a queue for people.
Yeah, all those dogs mailing in their ballots, you know, they're just not legit. Those paw prints, not in the right spot. You're going to have to do it again.
Imagine that if you're someone who's counting the votes for the Donald Trump-Biden election, you open it and it's just a paw print. Someone, it's like, I don't know who this is.
Yeah, the bloody mailroom mixed up the dog election with the real one. It was a French bulldog. What was he campaigning on? What was his promise? What were his promises?
I don't have that information about what their promises were.
Did you say he was French?
It's a French bulldog.
I am Wilbur.
I don't think the dog was actually French. I just think it's the, like, you know, every single German shepherd isn't from Germany.
That would be great if they were. Wilbur, I am a French. I am running for mayor here in Kentucky. Of course, American French.
My vice president is German Shepherd. His name is Hans.
It's like, who's the guy we had here in Australia? Coleman? Corman.
Matthias Corman.
Yeah, it's like that. We have kennels for everyone. If I am elected, a kennel for you and you. We will make Dog America great again.
We'll build a wall around the cat area and make the cats pay for it.
How good. Yes.
Also, I don't know, maybe this is kind of a clue to what will happen in the big election.
Okay.
But Gwyneth Paltrow was the president, was the mayor.
Yeah, incumbent. Yep.
Gwyneth Paltrow has been voted out. The opposition French bulldog named Wilbur won the election.
Wow.
Could
nice.
That be? I don't know. Maybe that's a sign or something about what's going to happen in the other election. current president will be voted out and we'll have a new one.
Mm.
Time will tell.
Yeah, dogs notoriously fortune tellers. Mm.
I got to be honest, though, looking at the two candidates in the Donald Trump and Biden.
Yep.
I reckon if Wilbur the French Bulldog went up against them, he would stand a pretty good chance.
Simo and Jordan.
And the shopper extraordinaire, the expert that you are, Jordan.
If you insist.
You're quite good at it.
If you say so.
Well, you rocked up to work this week. You got some new threads.
I bought some new shirts online.
Yes.
I don't think that counts as me being an expert shopper.
Well, you're very into it, aren't you? How long did you spend on it?
Well, you know, you just got to do your research.
Yeah. So you got the ones with the little palm trees all over them?
I know, they're nice. They bring out my eyes.
Yeah, palm. Summer vibes, right?
Yeah. It's getting into summer. Admittedly, not today, weather-wise. But, you know, slowly but surely we're getting into summer.
You're an optimist.
Yeah.
So
if I wear summer clothes, the weather will be warm.
How do you decide on how to order a shoe? Are you a shoe shopper online?
I'm actually in the market for some new shoes
really?
Online. Have you got any... Any tips or anything about where I should go? No, you kind of just browse through, see which ones tickle your fancy, then choose the size and click order.
Nah, sure.
It's not that difficult.
There's got to be a few things in there.
What do you mean?
Shoelaces, Velcro.
No, there's got to be. Who shops like that?
What do you mean?
Do you shop like that? Yeah. It just all comes in a package. I don't like, I just get my shoes off the shelf. I don't go and design them. I'm not a fashion designer. I let someone else do that, then I just pay money.
But you'll pick, right? You'll not go near Velcro, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, Velcro shoes. I mean, yeah. I haven't worn Velcro shoes since I was 5.
Did you wear Velcro shoes?
I did for a little bit, yeah.
How good.
That was a mistake in the fashion choice. I blame Mum for that.
I can see you in a couple of Velcro pieces of footwear.
Yeah, I can't anymore.
So, you know, there's other options. There's buckles, Velcro, then you just slip on, slip off. You know, the ones that have nothing, just on.
Call me crazy, but I like to go for the traditional shoelaces.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like to stray too far out the box.
Right, okay. What about self-enclosed, like a shoe that doesn't have any air holes?
What do you mean?
Like, you wouldn't go a sandal, typically. Are you a sandal man, thong man?
Why are you questioning me about my shoes?
Because there is something that's being referred to as 2020 in a shoe.
Okay.
Has been released by numerous retail outlets online.
Right.
It is a croc.
Okay.
It is a croc that has, I've got it here. So the croc, it sells with silver spikes, studs, and a chain in a kind of goth kind of vibe, if you like.
It looks like, you've got a picture on your screen over there that I can see. It looks like, do you remember in the old Wallace and Gromit, there was like the evil dog? Like the evil person would have a dog and they've got the chain around the neck with kind of the spikes going out and it looks really scary.
Yeah, it's the...
If that dog was to have Crocs, these would be the Crocs.
That's right. It's the kind of look that you see that, you know, the people that are really into eyeliner and loud music at 3 a.m. on a Sunday kind of vibe.
It's like, can you turn your music down and change your shoes as well? Because they look terrible.
Yeah, into the leather as well. I don't think they've gone with the leather Crocs.
Mm.
That would be a look.
They're a very dad shoe, aren't they, the Crocs? Yeah.
But that's not a dad shoe. These ones have got studs in them.
I think that's a dad shoe. Someone who's having a midlife crisis dad shoe.
Midlife crisis dad shoe, you reckon?
Yeah, no, I'm still young. Yeah, no, it's fine. This is trendy.
So the footwear features the unusual croc design. So it's got a heel as well, so you're a bit off the ground. So like Kiss. You didn't know the band Kiss, right?
I'm aware of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they would wear on holiday. So they go comfy.
Well, if Gene Simmons is going on a holiday.
Comfy beaded insoles, a hole-covered exterior, chunky soles in a punk makeover. Certainly eye-catching is how they describe it.
When you said heels before, I thought you meant like high heels. Like kind of, you know.
It's more of a thick thing.
You know, the shoes, they make them for women as well. And you can go straight from the beach in your Crocs to a ball or something.
So they've also advertised it as bay punk clog in black matte finish.
Mm. To be honest with you, I'm just shocked that Crocs are even still a thing.
Yeah, I'll have you know these sold out.
Oh, have they?
Well, they've
sold... how many did they make? Like 3?
They've sold out in 4 different sizes.
Okay.
Now, any idea of which sizes they may be?
I mean, I don't want to, you know, assume who would be a Crocs customer.
Yeah.
But perhaps the four largest sizes.
I agree, yeah, because only clowns are interested in that kind of gear.
Well, if you have abnormally small feet or you're a child, you can buy some Crocs.
Yeah, they're available to you. Get the goth Crocs involved.
Mm-hmm. Simo, Christmas is coming up. Is that going to be a...
We're just getting so many shaken heads outside. It's like, gothic Crocs? Hell no.
Whoever I draw in Secret Santa around the office, I know what you're getting.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, hang on, I'm just getting word in my earpiece.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to cross live to the Simo and Jordan newsroom.
Yes.
Which is also me.
All right.
So I don't know why I need the earpiece in theory.
Okay.
We have breaking news.
Oh.
Which is rare on the show.
All right. Okay.
And it's not breaking because this happened about 24 hours ago. Everyone is okay. There is no injuries in this little incident here. However, over in the USA, a truck, this is in Indiana, a semi-trailer has overturned, like I say. No one injured or anything like that, which is good.
Yeah.
But a truck managed to crash on the highway. This truck was carrying cases of beer that were spilt across the road.
Enjoy how you said managed to turn over, like it's some kind of achievement.
Yeah.
Well done.
And this is why I'm not a newsreader.
So
this truck managed to turn over and it gets a gold star.
Well done. What beer was it?
Unconfirmed was it? What type of beer it was.
Because if it's Foster's or if it's Bud Light, not super...
Guinness as well is probably another one.
Really?
That I may leave. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the darker beers.
Okay.
Do you do the dark beers?
I'm just thinking about the kind of people that drink Guinness that you may offend.
The Irish.
That may come after you. out of Bud Light drinkers or Guinness drinkers, I know which ones...
Oh, I do too, 100%.
I know which ones I'd rather piss off.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Bud Light.
but we cannot confirm or deny which beer it is.
All right.
All we can say is that it has spilled over the road and very sadly, a semi-trailer truck full of beer has been lost.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
It really is. Just imagine if you were driving the other way or something and you saw that happen. You'd stop to help.
Yeah.
And then you'd think, oh, well, while I'm here, there's a couple of bottles that aren't broken.
You strike me as someone that's reasonably gangly. How do you...
I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment or...
So how do you go? Do you manage to spill your beers on a night out or...
I'm notorious for spilling beers.
Yeah, you got that kind of vibe.
And just being clumsy with them.
Yeah.
Kind of like I'll kind of grab a beer, lift it about, you know, a centimetre or so off the table.
Yep.
Then just move my arm like in a circle around, just knocking over everyone's beers on the table. I've done that so many times.
Jordan's here.
I know.
How do you go? Do you shower? You'd have to shower the night you go home, I assume.
I've already had a shower in beer.
Because that's the thing. It's how much was spilt on the road?
Well, it doesn't say how much, but it would have been quite a bit, considering there's a semi-trailer, which is quite large, that's full of beer.
Yeah.
And it had all, pretty much all of it had spilled on the road, so there'd be a fair bit there.
Yeah. Throw a bit of oil on, and you've got a crumbed road. Because that's a lot of beer just to be smeared all over the... Smeared's a great word. All over the road, and very sticky if you're living locally. Not a great... aroma.
However, if you're like a local deer or whatever that just happens to be wandering by and just going, oh, there's some water on the road, I'll fancy a little bit of a drink.
That means...
Then the next morning all the deers are just hungover.
Simo and Jordan.
And we're going to talk about something of, well, that's worth incredible value.
Billions and billions and billions and billions.
There he is, the man, Jordan. It's the only game in town.
He hasn't been in the news much recently, has he?
Maybe we could launder the money.
Now, from one dictator to the next... I'm kidding. I'm sure he's fine.
Good use of a dramatic pause there.
Thank you. So, from one dictator to the next...
Okay, you didn't have to do it again.
Julius Caesar.
Yes, he was certainly a dictator.
Yeah, way before the current guy.
Oh, yeah. No one's rolling around going, oh, you remember my old mate Julius Caesar? Yeah, we went to the pub together.
So he, different place, different time.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Roman, very first emperor I've been watching a lot of Roman documentaries lately.
What is emperor above dictator? Where does it go in like the
Oh, it's same. It's
ladder.
Same,
ladder. Same
kind of deal.
Okay.
Different spots, same leopard.
Right, okay.
Right?
No one has ever said that phrase ever. Different spots, same leopard. Are you trying to say the leopard doesn't change its spots? Which would be a different phrase that doesn't make sense in this?
I think I just made one up, Jordan.
Well, no, you're kind of saying that the leopard wakes up in the morning and goes, oh, I put these spots on today. No, which no, I no. don't think that's what happens in the leopard community.
No, what I was saying was that they're both leopards, right?
Okay.
But they each have different spots.
Yeah, I know, one's orange.
Clearly, yeah.
I don't think they invented fake tans in Julius Caesar's day.
Anyway, Julius Caesar, a coin commemorating his assassination has been sold for $3.5 million.
Oh, so this was made way back in the day?
Way back in the day.
Right, okay.
This didn't happen overnight. So in the year 46 BC...
Well, that was a good year.
...when the coin was minted.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it celebrates the death of a dictator from his closest friends. So I thought it was an apt thing to bring to the show.
And what? So someone, it's been sold and someone's bought something from something that old.
Wow. That's right. It bears the image of Marcus Junius Brutus, one of the leaders of Caesar's assassination,
okay,
as well as the image of two daggers and the words Id Mar, which means the Ides of March, reference to March 15th, the date of the killing, just a couple of days after my birthday.
Well, I mean, not the same year, though.
No.
Do you know how much it went for and who bought it as well?
So $3.5 million. Unclear who purchased it.
Okay.
However,
it... Was it a Mr. D. Trump?
Maybe. In commemoration, you reckon. Sold at a London auction and conducted by Roma Numismatics.
Right.
Now, Numismatics, I know what that means. Are you familiar with it?
Have you Googled it? Does that, you know what it means?
No, I've known what it is for a long time.
Yeah, you're on your phone a lot during that break Googling a lot of stuff.
Numismatics, any idea?
We'll give you the context. So no, what is numismatics?
Numismatics is just a Fandango word for coin collecting.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
But yeah, yeah, makes them sound kind of a bit more cool, if you like.
You look up, there's a Roman to English dictionary kind of translator thing, and there's numismatics or whatever the word is. And then it goes over to fandangled word for coin collecting.
Yeah. So if you looked at a dating profile and it said coin collector or numismatician,
yeah,
which one are you kind of leaning more towards?
Coin collector or mathematician? Probably neither, to be honest.
Yeah, but out of the two. You've only got the two options. Numismatician or a coin collector. You do like money.
I do like money, yes. but coin collectors traditionally collect coins not to spend, but to keep in like containers and stuff.
That's right.
And they're not normally, you know, high values.
Mm.
Kind of the smaller ones. No, I mean, admittedly, yes, okay. That numismatic, whatever it's called, does sound cool.
Numismatics. Yep. So the gold coin, it's sold at auction $3.5 million to commemorate an assassination of a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching the US election closely.
Yeah, it seems very coincidental timing that all of a sudden this has been bought and, there's some little election thing happening in America.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, did you watch State of Origin last night?
No, neither did you.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't, because The Bachelorette was on.
I was flicking between the two, I'll grant you that.
Okay, righto.
Yeah, between the footy and The Bachelorette finale, they picked a really bad time. Okay, side note, they picked a terrible day to do The Bachelorette finale on.
Yeah.
Because like the whole Donald Trump, the election's happening, the world's going down, every sport fan's watching the football, and yeah, not a good time.
So the finale of The Bachelorette is tonight?
Yeah, so that's over 2 nights.
Oh, well, there you go. They'll be all right.
Yeah. But I was kind of flicking between the two of them, and then when The Bachelor finished, watched the State of Origin, the football.
Okay, there we go. Right, that makes sense.
Didn't end up well for New South Wales.
First
half was good. Halftime, 10-0 up, and then Queensland came back.
I'm not super knowledgeable about the sport. They run in straight lines and throw the ball sideways, right?
I think technically backwards.
Okay.
But yeah, sideways more or less.
Righto.
But Simo, during one of the lulls of the game,
okay,
you know, when there's a substitute or something like that happening, the camera kind of pans to the crowd and you can see just on the inside of the playing arena a whole load of security guards.
All right.
They're all kind of there in their plastic Bunnings chairs, just kind of sitting there, just chilling, just watching the game.
It's a very specific chair. Some of those blokes are pretty heavy. They lift the weights.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, they definitely work out in the gym.
Yeah, those chairs aren't getting a second run.
I think they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're pretty sturdy, those things.
Okay.
But it kind of got me thinking of, like, okay, jobs that kind of look easy, but actually aren't.
Okay.
Because if you look at it, just looking at that, you know, kind of wide shot of the crowd, you look at the security guards, they're just sitting there watching the game more or less and getting paid for it and sitting like on the ground as well.
Right. So you've put in your resume.
On the, that seems like it would be an easy job.
Right.
But don't get me wrong, I'm sure it's not.
Okay. What's the difficulties of it?
Some drunk idiot runs on, you got to crash tackle them.
That sounds like fun.
I know, it does sound like fun, actually.
So what's
Although
the issue?
Although the drunk idiot's normally nude as well.
That's not fun. But the main issue would be weather, I'd assume, because you still have to do your gig even if it's just...
Yeah, true.
You know, wet weather coming in and just you're sitting there... Mm. Just getting drenched, that would suck.
But like, I'm sure there's training, and I'm sure that job is actually quite stressful because maybe you're watching the crowd, you're kind of trying to identify the drunk idiot who's going to run on before they do.
Preemptive strikes.
So maybe I'm guessing it seems like a harder job than it would seem.
Okay.
Than it would seem. So I put my kind of thinking hat on.
All right.
And I came up with some jobs that, on the surface, I reckon look pretty easy, but when you think about it, they're actually difficult, if that makes sense.
Yep. Hold up. Would you like a bit of... Because this is hard work, you reckon?
Well, it's... Yeah,
right,
this is 100% hard work.
Work bish here from Brittany.
Thank you.
So what's difficult about this gig?
Well, so this is a job that I reckon, on the surface, again, 95% of the job, you're not doing much, so you may look easy, but it's actually quite hard.
All right.
Pilot.
Oh, yeah, that's tricky.
And I'm talking like the long-haul flights, which admittedly aren't really happening.
Yeah.
Like kind of Australia to Europe or America or something like that. You take off, you put the autopilot on, you pop your feet up for 14 hours and then you land.
Yeah, it's... There's a couple of bits and pieces that go into it. The trickiest part of piloting, I imagine, happens at the start and the end. Middle, I reckon you and me... We could do it.
Provided nothing goes wrong.
We could take over midway. But
just
we...
imagine that. Qantas, we've just reached our altitude of 37,000 feet. I'll be stepping out of the cockpit and letting two idiots in for the next 14 hours. Enjoy your flight.
This is your pilot, Sir Alfred von Rechtenberg. I am finished piloting for the day. I've done the takeoff. We will now be handing over to two radio announcers who will... take care of the rest of the flight.
Can you imagine if they handed over to two radio announcers? We'd just be on the loudspeaker the whole flight.
the entire time.
People are, shut up, we're trying to sleep.
Ding, 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 ding.
This one is Katy Perry.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
That should do it.